tonight is Gimel Iyar, which happens to be the yahrzeit of a very big tzaddik, Rav Shaila of Kerestir. If you've seen, this is the biography. It's a big inyan to learn the Torah of Rav Shaila. He was a Jew who excelled in the midah of Hachnasas Orchim, and specifically about Avas Yisrael. So, since this week is also Parshas Kedoshim, which we have the mitzvah deraisa v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, I think it's kedai for us to learn that inyan, to start. It's a big inyan, but we'll start. We'll start the inyan of Avas Yisrael, appropriate for us. And when you're learning Avas Yisrael, there's no greater place to start than the Perek Lamed Beis in Tanya. I think someone's all muting on the line. Okay. We're gonna just, thank you. In Lubavitcher Yeshivas, it's seldom would happen, but it would rarely happen if a child would misbehave. They'd be asked to copy down Perek Lamed Beis of Tanya. That was the punishment. So Lamed Beis is Lev. It's the heart of the Tanya. It's the mitzvah. It's the parak that deals with the inyan of Avas Yisrael. So we'll begin. Rav is going to learn the whole parak, but we'll start. We'll see how far we get. There's a beautiful sefer that explains called the Practical Tanya by Rabbi Chaim Miller. So I'd like to use that as our basis for going through the text that you have in front of you. Is the chapter 32. So it begins like this. Just in context, at this point in the Tanya, the previous chapters had been discussing ways the person can flatten, reduce, destroy their ego, and they can find simcha in spiritual things. When a person puts their emphasis on their nefesh elokis, their divine soul, so when a person doesn't focus so much on their own ego, then that's also going to affect the way that you look at other people as well. So begins the Tanya like this. Vehine, al yidei kiyum hadavar haniskarim la'el, when a person will put into practice the ideas we discussed earlier in the previous chapter, Leo's gufo nivze v'nimnas be'enov, his body becomes disgusting in his eyes and repulsive. Rak simchoso tiyeh simchas hanefesh levado, that the person's real simcha will come in their divine soul alone. Hareze derech yeshar v'kala, this frame of mind will make it easily accessible. It'll be a straightforward path. Levo yidei kiyum hamitzvah v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, to fulfill the mitzvah, Parshas Kedoshim, of loving your fellow Jew like you love yourself. L'chol nefesh mi Yisrael, this will extend the love to every single neshama of the Jewish people. L'migodol v'ad koton, from great until small, paraphrasing in Megillas Esther, from big to small. The Rambam brings in Hilchas Deus in Perek Vav, there's a mitzvah to love every single Jew, because it says in our parsha, "V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha." Okay. Kimiacher shebegufa nimnas umetua vetzlo, when a body which would separate you, as we'll see in the Tanya, our bodies separate us from others, when that becomes repulsive and disgraceful, then a person can start to find more value in their nefesh elokis, which is something that unites it. Vanefesh aruch mi yodea gadloson maloson, when it talks about nefesh and their ruach, who knows the greatness of the, who knows the worth of your, of that. B'sharshan makarim be'elokim chayim, they have the root and the source in the living God. So meaning, even if you're going to disregard any type of concerns for your body, there still can be a very big obstacle in front of a person of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, from your neshama sense, because this person's lower than me on a spiritual level. How can I love this person? They're not on the spiritual madrega than I am. So that's what the Tanya is saying right here. Even if someone would, quote unquote, appear to be lower than you, spiritually speaking, the nefesh and the ruach, who really knows how great they are? We have to humble themselves, because maybe, really, this person's soul is greater than ours. Bishagam shekulan mitimos, ultimately, on an essence level, all the neshamas are alike. Va'avecha l'kulona, and they all have one father. So ultimately, it doesn't really matter who has a greater koach in their neshama. At the essence, at the basic level, it's an even playing field. On that level, we should have an unconditional love for every single Jew. L'chein nikru kol Yisrael achim mamish, and that's why the Klal Yisrael are called brothers. Acheinu beis Yisrael, we say over and over again. So if you think about it literally, what does that mean? Does it literally mean I'm a brother? Well, a sibling, they both have the same father. So the Teretz is, yes, mitzad shorsh nafsham b'Hashem echad, the reason why we can call us achim mamish. The Tanya says the word mamish, and in Tanya, every word is meduyuk. We're literally brothers. What do you mean? I'm not your brother. I'm not your cousin. I don't know you. The answer is no, we're connected because we have a single source in Hashem. Rak shehagufim mechulokin, but we have bodies that separate us. So on a soul level, we're all very, very much connected. We're all intertwined. And if we focus on that, that creates a sense of unity. But if a person's going to focus on the goof, so then if all I see is a separate body in front of me, very difficult. How could I love somebody or something so different than me? Lechein, and therefore, ha'oisim gufam ikar. If a person would make their goof, the ikar, v'nafsham tefela, and the nefesh is tefela, right? Like, you know, in Hilchos Brachos, we have Iker and Tafel. So, in Hilchos Brachos, we all know the rule is you have two combined foods. So, you only really make a bracha on the Iker. And the secondary thing is, so to speak, not considered to be significant. It's not important to that. So, classic case, you have your bowl of Cheerios and your milk. So, you just make a bracha on the Cheerios. You don't make a bracha on the milk because that's Tafel. The Iker is the main thing. So, what do we have to do? If a person's going to make their guf, their body is going to be the main thing, and instead they're going to make it secondary, their nefesh, it's going to be impossible to have a real, genuine love, a real, genuine sense of achdus, of brotherhood amongst them. Ella, what's it going to be? It's going to be like it says in Pirkei Avos and Perikei, an ava tuluya b'davar, a love that depends on something else. So I could really have a love, but it's not going to be the true love. So this is the first part of the parak. It's talking about relationships with others and how we have to have a healthy sense of ego and not to inflate ourselves and to realize that who knows the real level of every single Jew. And we focus on that aspect. We focus on what unites us rather than what divides us. That is going to be the easy way to come to having a true love of Klal Yisrael. Just as a side point, I'll add on in last week's Parsha, the Mirror Rosh Hashiva, Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zatzal, had a beautiful maimer where he writes, a shmuz, a sicha, where he said that the Mitzara, who's hit with all these terrible things because of the Lashon Hara, what caused it was a lack of Ahavas Yisrael. Many times we talk about we have to work on a Shmir Salashon, and it's true. We have to be careful of Rechilis and of Chanifa and of Lashon Hara and all sorts of Osir types of speech. But really, what causes that? The root of why a person would even think have a havamina of speaking negatively about another Jew is because it's a chisorn in Avas Yisrael. So said Reb Nosson Zvi, when we work on the meat of Avas Yisrael, he's quoting from the Chafetz Chaim and others, that when we work and we mechazik ourselves on that, the many other issues will automatically go away.